Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to tell about my first experience in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yes.
All right. Well, it's a story. I pulled in, and we're pulling in New Hampshire, and I'm a free stater, so I just came here recently, a few days ago. And I come in, and, like, I'm driving, and we've been driving, like, 24 hours, so, you know, a little tired, and everything's kind of going on. And my front tire pops, right?
Yes.
My front tire pops, so I pull on the side of the road. It's no big deal. Really no big deal. I figure I'll throw the, I'll throw the other tire I had on the back.
Yeah,
this is my spare. But what happened is when we were trying to take off the tire, one of the bolts stretched, so we couldn't get it off. So we're standing by the side of the road for a little while, and then these two guys come up and they say, hey, we can help you. We live about 10 minutes around the corner. We can go get some special tire iron, and we can, help you out a little bit. So they go and do that. And then what happens is this police officer, when we're waiting, pulls up, and he starts questioning us. He's like, what are you doing? And we kind of just say we're waiting for somebody to come help us. And so he, runs my name and everything, and he says if they don't hurry up and come back, we're going to have the car towed. And I'm like, don't worry, they're coming back. He said he was going to. So the guys come back, and they help us put the spare on, and, everything's fine. And then the cop comes out of the car, and he starts looking at the other tires. And then he eventually says that the tires are too bald for us to drive on them, and that he has to tow our car, right? And what the guy who helped us out with the tires, he said that, the tires were fine. The tires were fine. They weren't too bald. They were just fine to drive on. But the police officer said he had to tow our car and get new tires and pay for the towing fee and whatnot. And like, I talked to him for a while, and I said that I didn't think they were too bald. I even did the, Abraham Lincoln penny thing in front of them. And he said, no, they're too bald. So I'm wondering, I'm pretty sure he knew I was a free stater, because you can see the stuff in the back of my car, and I think this is just something like the police messing with me or something like that.
Did it make you want to leave?
No, it didn't make me want to leave. It made me want to jump into the activism even more.
Well, don't know.
Interesting story.
Yeah, don't know, but anyway, so. All right, thank you for calling. Hello.
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 I'm sorry. I was wondering what y'all thought about that caller earlier that talked about being stopped by the police, and I'm sorry. You all didn't comment on it, so I was wondering what you thought about it.
Well, it had nothing to do with what we were talking about.
I know it. That's true.
Go. And, if he had ball tires, he should have gotten them taken care of.
If he had defective equipment driving the vehicle was unsafe, and it should have been taken care of. But that's the job of the police to make sure that the vehicles that are on the road are safe to be on the road.
Think he got singled out at all?
I've never ever seen the police not be polite. So they must have been polite to me. I have never ever seen them not be polite.
I'm glad you haven't, but I have many times. The equivalent of a barbecue that was out when he got here on my porch. And he smashed it in and put me in a hold with about four other cops. Had I had cameras at the time, he'd probably... I don't know. I don't know what to do. Police do to police themselves, but the point is, I have seen them be impolite.
Well,
and
I don't know what went on, so it's hard for me. But I've just I've seen them when I would have been punching somebody in the nose, and they're still very polite. So
yeah. Okay, well, I just thought I'd find out what your view was on it, because I understand that you weren't discussing it at the time. You were talking to the other fellow.
Right.
But, all right, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Sam Dotson. So I interviewed the two people and actually encouraged them to call in and talk to you guys, the Grant and Michael, who had the police impound their car and force them to buy new tires. And the thing about the wear is when they got it to the tire shop, the guy at the tire shop actually said, "What are you talking about? These tires have enough tread on them." And while the cop actually pulled them over, the Grant showed them the penny test and showed them that, look, there is enough tread on here, but the cop didn't seem to care because he found out that they were Free Staters, and it seems the Keene Police Department is here to target Free Staters. But don't worry, they can get justice. They can hold a hearing with the Keene Police Chief, who now has their money for the impound and fees and so forth, and then that won't be on camera because he refuses to sit down on camera for public hearings and so forth, and then he can decide if he wants to give them their money back or not. That sounds like a great system, doesn't it?
Well, if you want to have a discussion about it, you need to have we can invite the police chief in, and you can have the discussion when the police chief is here so he can respond. But, you know, having having your version of what took place is meaningless.
Say it again.
That's what the statutes say. And I've actually done that with them when they towed my car, and that's exactly what happened. So that is the way it happens. I don't know why you're saying that's my side.
I have no idea why the police impounded the car. The police aren't here to explain to me why they impounded the car. So,
yeah. Well, when I was talking to them, they actually started asking questions. What are you doing here? They said, "Oh, we're moving here. We're new in town." And eventually, the cop asked them, "Are you Free Staters?" And they said, "Yes." So it looks awful suspicious, like KPD is now actually targeting Free Staters because they don't like the free speech that they bring to Keene.
But are Free Staters targeting the police department?
How can you target the police department?
You go around with cameras trying to film the police department, policemen performing their duties?
Public officials in performance of their duties?
So in fact, you are targeting the police department.
Actually baiting them, I think, is a better word.
Are you guys going to let me finish?
Sure.
You're saying that people should not be allowed to go out and film public officials performing their duty, which they are forced to pay for.
You can film anybody you want, but don't be surprised if somebody retaliates.
Okay, so now the people that I'm filming, that I'm forced to pay to perform their duties, if I want to film them, I shouldn't be surprised if they come after me and target me.
Mm-hmm. You chose the form.
Yeah, I think we need to get the police chief in here or police officer in here to answer that, because we certainly can't do it for them. But anyway, all right, thank you, because we have another call, Sam. 357-1290. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Good morning. Thank you, Sam, for this call. And, kind of embarrassing yourself. Sam Miller, that used the alias, and also Ian used the alias. I'm wondering,
why do they do that?
Well, they're trying to hide. Oh. I'm sure they probably have a criminal record.
If they didn't, they do now.
Yeah. I mean, like, the situation that went on in Central Square, it's pretty obvious. If you go to the story of the Sentinel, what has been had, what has been done, and actually, Ian, I believe he posted a message that he did not deny anything. He said, "I'm not sure that I know what happened, et cetera, et cetera." These people, they were not invited into the city of Keene. I don't know anyone in the city of Keene that invited them here. They just came in like a herd of locusts and decided they're going to take the whole place over.
Well, that's not going to happen.
I know it's not going to happen. And also, I saw Mayor Site on the 19th. The next cell committee, they got another one planned.
Say that again.
On the 19th of this month, the next council meeting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've seen they have another one planned.
Oh, yeah. We're aware.
Not sure what they're up to.
So, well,
we'll find out.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, is that it? Thank you. Oh, Ian Harris?
No, it just feels that hot. I've kept my mouth shut long enough. I can't take these people whining. You know, I've got three family members over there in Afghanistan. One will be home in 2 weeks. And if they think they could even carry their helmet liner, they got another thing coming. Stop complaining. You know, if your tires are that bad, replace them. You know, I had to buy tires the other day. It cost me $170, but I had to spend the money.
Right.
I had to be safe on the road for other people, not just for my family, for other people as well. Stop whining. If you think you're so tough, why don't you go down to the square and talk to the peace people and get a... Oh, my gosh. I can't take it. I can't stand it. I got to go. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. 357-1290 is our number, and we do invite you to give us a call as well.
No, the unfortunate thing is when the Free State project began, and New Hampshire was selected as the state that people were going to move to, was actually a good idea. It was actually an idea that I was very excited about. I thought some of the ideas. We all want less government. We'd love to have less government, and I'd love to see new people coming in and to New Hampshire and getting involved in the process and getting involved in government, getting involved in the activities that are going on. And unfortunately, what's ended up happening here in Keene, not so much in other parts of the state, but certainly here in Keene, is that a small number, you know, probably less than a couple of dozen people have kind of overtaken the process and are distorting it and leading it into directions that it was never intended for. I think that, you know, there was a letter in the paper this past week from one of the founders of
Jason
the Street
Zorns.
Kid. Yeah.
And who was, and I read it here. It says, as the founder of the Free State Project, which doesn't count for much, that's his words, not mine, I am as annoyed as you are at some of the childish antics of the Free Keeners. I don't see what any of this has to do with creating real solutions to social problems, solutions that respect individual rights and foster enterprise and creativity. When they could be working on important issues like school choice, tax reform, reforming civil asset forfeiture, and creating alternatives to occupational licensing, they're instead playing games with the police. Disappointing. That's from the founder of the Free Staters.
Yeah. I think for a lot of us it's very disappointing.
Right. And I mean, I when they were coming, I thought, well, that wouldn't be bad, you know.
Yeah.
But it's these are children. These are you know, 30-year-old children that, you know, want to throw a temper tantrum and see what happens, and that's what they do. They were talking about Central Square, and it was the Sentinel called it defaced. I'm not sure that using sidewalk chalk, but it again is disrespectful. It just is. I mean, the soldier,
it's. You know, it is disrespectful. It shows a great deal of self-indulgence by the individuals that think that they have the right to do that and ignore the wishes of the 20,000 other people in the community it's really an indictment of not only their methods but of the thought process that they go through in deciding how they think they should influence people in Keene.
Well, think for a minute, if people listening, if your children, or your grandchildren, depending on what you have, but if they went out and wrote even with chalk on the statue in the common or other places in the common, you would punish them. Just because this is not acceptable. And I don't know why Free Taters think they can do it and other people can't. 357-1290, good morning. You're on Talkback.
Good morning, Cynthia and Kendall.
Hi.
Good morning.
You pushed my button on this. I think what we're forgetting here is the man that's behind this. He has a computer and he has a website. And he produces, directs, and films.
Mm-hmm.
For the benefit of putting it on his website, and I don't know this for a fact, but I'll make a bet that people contribute to him. There is a following of people that look at that kind of stuff and like it, and where he's putting it on the website, he's probably making money off of doing this. But you've got to remember, he's the producer, the director. I've seen him in action, and he gets these people to do what he wants. He films it, and he runs right back out and puts it on his website. And to me, unless you can put him out of business, he's going to continue doing that, because obviously he's got some kind of a thing going on the computer where he's making money.
Right. And unfortunately, you can't deny people. I mean, they always stay right just barely within the law. You know, they talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. They make it look illegal, but it's not illegal. They drink water out of what looks like beer bottles, for example, and they have water in them, so, you know.
Well, you got to remember, it's all staged to provoke an incident with the police department or the city of Keene. It's all staged. And I don't know, maybe somebody ought to look into his finances and find out where he's getting his money and what he's doing with the information he's collecting, other than harassing the city of Keene. He must be making money off this to the people in the other parts of the country that get excited about this kind of a program. And that's what it is. And I'll bet he doesn't have a license to do it. Probably doesn't need one.
I don't know. But anyway, thanks for calling. We're going to break for some messages. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Ian from FreeKeene.com. How are you?
We're fine this morning.
Great. So I'm hearing you guys again, as I've heard, kind of a theme recently on the show, bemoaning some of the inevitable corruption that occurs with, like, the federal government. You guys were touching on that with the corporations and, you know, being in bed with them, et cetera, and also mentioned the state government not exactly making the best decisions for Keene as far as parking and the buildings and things like that. And it must be frustrating, you know, having all of that stuff go on and not really being able to say anything about it, because surely you agree that, I mean, nothing's ever going to change in Washington, D.C., the idea that any amount of voting is going to somehow stop the corruption or stop the government people from rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies. You know, it's kind of a fantasy, don't you agree?
No, not at all. I think the voting and public participation will have a great deal of impact.
Well, what would make you think that when after literally hundreds of years, nothing has changed and the government has gotten larger?
50 years of experience.
50 years. Well, what experience do you have that voting has ever done anything to reduce the amount of government and corruption going on in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, I've seen lots of changes. I'm older than you are. I've seen lots of changes over the years and what goes on both in Washington, in Concord, and Keene.
Mm-hmm. So can you give me an example of how things have changed for the better in Washington, D.C.? Because all I see is government getting bigger, more oppressive, and more expensive than it's ever been. Would you disagree with that?
Yep.
Uh-huh. So we're at $3 trillion, I think, for the federal government, with over $12 trillion in debt, plus something like $50 trillion of unfunded liabilities for the future. And you're going to say that you've actually seen evidence that the government's getting smaller in Washington, D.C.?
There's a joke going around, don't tell them what comes after a trillion.
I'm sorry, don't tell them what comes after what?
After a trillion.
Oh, okay. So I'm still waiting for an answer, though, Kendall. I mean, what have you seen?
I've seen changes over the years. I've seen administrations that have changed. I've seen corrupt politicians get thrown out and honest politicians come in. I've seen politicians come in that are responsive to the, I think that, you know, we have examples right here in Keene of work that politicians have done that has been very responsive to the local
communities. Yeah, I'm not
talking
about Keene.
Talking about Keene because that's where I live and that's what I care about.
Okay, well,
and I want Keene to be the best city in the world.
Well,
and I'll do whatever I have to do to try to make it the best city in the world, because that's what's important to me.
Certainly the government people in Keene are more responsive than the people of the state and the federal government. I was calling specifically in regards to the state and federal government. So do you have any answer for the federal government?
No, but we can talk about the city.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.